Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what is going on, everybody? And of course, you've got the usual, nothing going on. We've got the usual. Markets are, you know, kind of trading with a lack of volume and a lack of interest. And I find that interesting as we continue to just get slower and slower and slower. And, you know, I guess the question is what is going to actually wake the market up? What is going to actually make this market actually create and find some real interest? And you know, the answer is who knows. But I think it's interesting to watch as no matter what data comes out, the markets really don't do a hell of a lot. There's not much really going on, and of course we know that the dip buyers keep stepping in. We know that that they continue to want to be buyers, and you know, and I'm not saying that they're wrong. What I'm saying is that the logic behind all this is kind of flawed, and you know, it's evident that there's really a lack of overall interest here in what's going on, and not that we should be any different, but that, you know, you have to look at the big picture, and the big picture is we've had one hell of a run, and again, you know, look at we've had a great run since Trump's been, we've had a great run for the last, you know, 10 years now, or 8 years, whatever it is, and yet nobody really gives a rat's potato about what's next. And, you know, I think when you look at the market fundamentals, and we don't trade fundamentals, but, you know, I keep hearing how good everything is, but yet there's not even we're paying less taxes. And not that that's a bad thing, but based on, you know, apples for apples, we're paying less money in taxes. So what does that really mean? Well, what that really means is that we're earning less money. So if we're earning less money, how can that be a good thing? And just as a numerical fact, men's earnings are down 19% on the life of their earnings over the last few years. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get excited about what they're telling me is so good when people are making less money. And the, you know, you can say, well, you're full of crap, and many people do, but at the end of the day, what do we know for a certainty? Well, we know that the taxes, if less taxes is being paid in, okay, then people are making less money. It's as clear as can be. Nothing has changed. So we know that is an absolute fact, that less money being paid in means that we are not making as much, which ties back into that the job situation is not very good. So we can talk about Friday's jobs, and you can brag and tell me how good they were, and I can say, okay, great, they were good, but, you know, were they really good? And I think that's the bigger question is were they really good? Now you say, no, they're not really good. I mean, you know, again, you can't be excited about these numbers that come out because they're not showing the improvement that we need to see. What we need to see is people making more money. Okay, what we need to see is good jobs. What we need to see is better healthcare. And until we see any of that, what are we seeing? We're seeing a big bubble. We're seeing a big air pocket of zip, zippity-doo-dah, because you cannot continue to have a market flow the way it's flowing on air. And net, again, you can tell me anything you want. And again, the market doesn't mean the market's going to go down. It just means that the markets are not going up on solid, on a solid base. We are not seeing, we don't have a good foundation. And that is going to be, I think, the bigger problem is the lack of foundation that we are seeing here in an overall market when you do not have the true trade, the true things behind it, which the key would be people making more money. I mean, if you just put it in a logic standpoint, if people were making more money and we were paying more taxes, we would also be contributing more to our 401ks and our IRAs, which would mean that there would be more money flowing into the markets. But we don't have that. So again, you have to put logic to work here. You have to put the whole picture together here, figuring out that the way that the situation is set up at the moment, we are not seeing that magic, that growth that everybody is continuing to promise us. And without that, where do we think that we're going to go? You know, this is something that is a very serious issue that continues to be overlooked, which is really irritating in its own right, because the people that are supposed to be helping, the people that are supposed to be defending the average guy on the street, the people that are supposed to be giving you the proper information, in my opinion, are not. All right. And that, to me, becomes the bigger problem, because most of us, you know, listen, I sit in front of the machine all day long. That's my life. That's what I do. I'm a trader. But most of us, you know, have a job. We have other things to do. We're not interested in watching the markets consistently. And we depend on publications and people to give us good, solid information and give us the truth, not their version of the truth, not the way that they think of the truth, but to give us the absolute truth. And I don't think that we get that. And I think that that's a bigger problem. And I think that has a lot to do with our media and the way that we have now, instead of become, you know, we had and have opinion shows, but the news and the media is supposed to report facts, not facts as they're interpreted by them. And that's where I think we see a much bigger problem, is we don't get the real story. And I find that sad. I find that all for the mighty buck, for the ratings, we have continued overall cheerleading. And I think that that creates even a bigger problem. And for me, for my money, that's a tragedy. The tragedy is very simple. Okay, we cannot continue to allow everybody to just mislead, and give us information in their opinion. Okay, if I want an opinion, I'll pay somebody for an opinion, but I'm not interested in getting an opinion, you know, because that's the way that they're trying to sell and hype up. That to me is a bigger problem. But this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, we're going to step out here for break and we'll be back. But make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, we've got our new hedging class starting on Thursday. Actually, the new futures class. Check it out at bubbatrading.com. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, you know, my show never ends because I'm always talking about something. And of course, you know, we continue to you know, let the press, and we continue to let these guys are now once again sending out these, the world is coming to an end, and what are you going to do? How are you going to defend your life? And, you know, I find it rather amusing that that continues to be the overall story. You know, I just love the way that you've got one sector saying, oh, we're great, and the world is going to, we're never going down, and then the one that's telling you that the world is going to end. And then, of course, we get into the dollar, and, of course, I did this, conference last week, and now we're talking about petrodollars and these dollars and those dollars. And I go, really? I mean, where is this ever going to be? Just let's have a real market, and let's just really do what it is we're supposed to do. You know, we get into these things, and, you know, I find it fascinating that we can't seem to just, you know, get back to just what is the real market? How does the really market really work? All right. What drives the market? And this is the thing, you know, right now, you know, we're being driven because money is cheap. Okay. You heard Apple's borrowing $1 billion because they can't bring it back because it's too expensive. So they'll borrow it. So the money stays cheap and people continue to invest with cheaper money. And don't you think that you know, there's a flaw in that thinking? Do we think money is never going to go up? Are we going to continue to let the Ponzi scheme exist? I mean, you know, that's what that's the world we live in right now. We have a legalized Ponzi scheme that continues to see interference from the Fed and from others that, you know, continue to let the markets drive and do their thing. And I go, okay. I mean, you know, it's okay, but it's not okay. Because the whole system, you know, I guess we're so afraid to let the markets be free and have them trade free. You know, and I'm not talking about just the stock market. I'm talking about all things. I mean, we've come to a point where everything is price manipulated. And I find that to be a sad case. I find it to be a sad story that we have to have the crutch and the security blanket. Maybe we get our binky, you know, our little pacifier, because, you know, God forbid that the market should trade free, and God forbid that we should have a market meltdown or a market explosion. I mean, you know, where is it that somewhere along the road, they decided that we are not smart enough to have a true price discovery model. Somewhere they decided that we didn't have the intelligence to handle a market. And all in our best interest, as you know, that's always their story, right? Always in our best interest, right? They want to continue to do things. And in my opinion, they do things is to take away what I worked hard for. You know, and you know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of working hard and giving it away. I don't mind giving, because I'm a very charitable guy, and I don't mind giving to somebody who really needs. And as long as I have the choice, I'm good by that. But I'm telling you one thing, I'm certainly not happy about giving to those who are just taking advantage of the system and grabbing it onto my cash that I work hard to get. You know, if I'm going to give it away, I want to have the choice to give it away. Or, you know what, I'll take it to the casino and give it away. At least I'll get some joy out of it. But to watch, you know, somebody, you know, sitting on their ass getting my money, you know, because they don't feel like going to work, you know, that's where the real problems come into play. And this goes back to the jobs. They don't pay enough, right? We don't have enough good jobs available. But yet we have this situation that, you know, keeps everybody, you know, the crooks stealing, the illegals collecting. And, you know, when do we get away from that? When do we actually see, you know, a real market for jobs and a real market for everything else? And again, I understand there's a lot of things that are problematic here. I mean, you know, we right now are missing, you know, a big chunk of potential jobs, because, you know, there's a lot of us that could use a job, but may not be educated for the type of job that is available. And I understand that. That's, you know, that happens in every new thing. But there are ways, you know, to create jobs, even if it were to have people that couldn't work in today's world go clean up the garbage. And I mean, I'm talking about cleaning up the streets, but I mean, we've got so much infrastructure that can be done. We have so much work that can be done that why create entitlements when we can create work? I mean, most people generally want to work anyways. You know, I don't know too many people that want to sit home because they aren't allowed to go to work. Most people would like to have the opportunity to work. A, it's good for you. It makes you feel better. And B, you know, you want to be useful. I mean, to sit home and veg out. I mean, again, there's plenty that want to do that too. But I think the majority of hardworking Americans would like to be employed if they're not. And I think the majority of Americans would like to obviously have a chance to make some good money. And we do have an enormous amount of work that can be done around this country. But of course, we spend so much time defending people that shouldn't be here. We spend so much time and money taking care of the people that don't pay in and that shouldn't be here. But that has become more of the regular, you know, than should be. And I think that becomes an area that we need to figure out how to change. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm certainly sick and tired of paying out hard working money for people that, you know, are just, you know, on my payroll, basically, you know. And you know, I see it all the time. I mean, you watch, you know, people that are on food stamps, you know, or they give them what they call the link card now, and they go to the store, and of course they go to the stores that'll sell them liquor and cigarettes on my cash. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like people buying liquor and cigarettes on my money. I don't mind feeding them if they really need it. But obviously, if you can drink and you can smoke, you can probably work. You know what I mean? So, again, I have a fundamental problem with the way that we allow things. And of course, again, you know, if you would just cut the crap and cut the garbage out of the system, you would have a ton of dough extra. And again, it would not be enough to cover the $19 trillion deficit we built. But it would be enough to bring, you know, life back to reality. It would be enough to straighten everything out and allow the system to work better. And I think that becomes the bigger problem, you know, is that we refuse to do that. And of course, we have many people that just continue to do what they do. And you know, where is it that we can't, you know, figure that out? So to me, that is an issue that has to be, you know, done and dealt with. And, you know, the current way we do things, they just won't get dealt with. And I think that is a bigger crime. And that is always one of my main concerns, is that we don't get past that. And, you know, you've got too many things going on in this world that are not kosher and that need to be fixed. And that's where I think we find, you know, the bigger problems. And that's why we have a mess. But yet we continue to listen and have people not do things about it. And again, that goes into our government as well. Again, you know, listen, nobody gets a free pass here. This is a fundamental problem throughout. But even the ignorance of the way that people are, you know, fighting the government now, and even the infighting within themselves, trying to get a silly bill passed that would really possibly benefit people. And that becomes, again, another issue that I would be worried about, is that we just don't do it the right way. And to me, that's a much bigger problem. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we're going to step out here for a break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're coming right back to you after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Mm-hmm. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, I don't know, we're just kind of ripping on everything today. And, you know, it's amazing of you know, things that go on and things that we let happen. And, you know, I guess we could look at the, you know, the Puerto Rican bankruptcy. We could look at the, you know, overvaluations and, you know, what that's all created. And I think the bigger question is, why do we continue to allow these things to happen? Where is it written that we have to continue to act like this? You know, this is the issue and the problems that I find, okay, is that we just don't seem to get past it. And my bigger question is why? Why can't we seem to get past it? Why can't we, you know, get to the right way of life? And, you know, you look at around the globe and you see the differences and you see what's going on. You know, we saw the vote in France and, you know, obviously the French didn't step up. They were they whined and bitched enough, but they figured it wasn't enough to vote the way that they should have voted, you know, and I think that, you know, we look at certain, you know, things that are going on and, you know, you have, you know, just a bunch of things that, you know, if you just would take care of it, right, and you wouldn't have such a deficit, you know, if we actually put things in the right track, you know, and why isn't it? Why can't it be done like it's supposed to be done? You know, instead of having, you know, all these things going on around us, I mean, you know, and you're looking at data, you're looking at economic system that is really failing, although, you know, everybody wants to say that it's in great shape. And I just want to know where the great shape is, because when I look at it, and I see store after store closing, when I see the abundance of property around that's empty, the vacant lots and the empty stores, and you continue to watch how these work, and then you have the pricing of things, and you know it just doesn't seem to be a logical fit. And you know, if you look at, again, you've heard this many times with me, but again, if you look at the whole model, what is it? It's one giant Ponzi scheme. It's legal, but it's almost, you know, the central banks continue to create, you know, creating new money to satisfy old debt. And that is not something that works out well in the end of the day, because the people that get hurt the most are the middle class, the little guys. And that's why we're seeing so much failure is because you're shutting the window. You're shutting the door on the small business guy. You're not allowing him to participate in the big picture. You are no longer giving him the opportunity to succeed and play in the bigger neighborhood. And when you look at it that way, you can see why there is such a dramatic slowdown here. You can see why I say that this is a Ponzi scheme. You can see why I say that, you know, I don't see the forthcoming growth that everybody keeps telling me about. And it's all very simple, because we do not let the average person, the middle class, play in the league or in the arena with the big guys. This goes with the banks themselves. I mean, again, you've seen it many times. Why do you think there's a Chase Bank or a Bank of America or any of the others on every street corner? I mean, because their worry is to continue to wipe out the small bank and take over the world. Now, do you think that banking is not a good business? You think it's not a good business model? Well, think about it. When you can lend out money that you don't have and collect interest on it and then write it off and then have the Fed stand behind you if it goes bad, that's a pretty good deal, right? And this is, again, the overall issue of, you know, fractional banking and things that we look at is why is it that we continue to, you know, accept that? You know, why do Americans accept what's going on? Why do we take... When did the political scene, the politicians, become those that are worth all of your trust? You know, I find that to be interesting, that we lay our faith and trust in these people that are really out there just to grab your cash. And I think that's the sadness of it all, is that, you know, even during the election cycle, and again, I don't care who you voted for, it doesn't matter. But, you know, the knock against Trump, besides the fact that nobody liked him, but the knock against Trump, well, he's not experienced. Does that mean he's not an experienced crook? Does that mean he didn't learn how to capture that campaign money and steal from everybody? You know, when we look at that, I mean, those are things you have to think about, okay? You know, does experience in politics mean anything? You know, have we made any really good deals? And that, I think, is a problem. Now, I am not, you know, that sophisticated in world affairs, okay? So I'm not going to pretend to make myself an expert there, but I have an opinion. And my opinion is if we would let the free markets trade, then we wouldn't have these problems that we have today. If we didn't have everybody trying to manipulate certain things, I don't think we'd have some of the problems we have. And that goes back to, here is the issue, that we don't have a fair and square market. We have a phony market. And I'm not talking about stock market only. I'm talking about, you know, dealing with China. They don't give out the right information. They give out the information to kind of work with their markets over a little bit one way or the other. They control the way that their currency floats. They're always there to back things up. And of course, you know, they still enslave their own people, basically. And, you know, you're not allowed to invest outside of China. So are they not just creating artificial numbers? Are they any different than the Bernie Madoffs of the world? I mean, you know, again, when you can't make a choice to what you want to do and where you'd want to invest, well, then how good is your investment? So I find that to be, you know, very troubling, you know, because it's not just there, it's kind of everywhere. And it's kind of like the whole free market system only works free when the central banks can push their currency one way or the other. And of course, we've seen the dollar going lower and the euro going higher. And, you know, is that a good thing? Well, I mean, it would be a good thing if that was the true way that it's supposed to go and it wasn't being pushed around by someone, you know, either their bank or ours. And, you know, if you look back and you say, well, how has the central banking system worked over the years? And, you know, you'd have to say that under its current thing, it's really been where they've been able to accumulate all the capital and try to dole it out. And that's not really what we're supposed to have here. And that's why, you know, the whole system is failing, because almost every market has a feature of manipulation, and it's not the insider trading manipulation. It's not the manipulation like that. What it is it's that because of what they do with the dollars or the currencies, they force markets to do one thing or the other. And I think that's where the bond markets have become wiser, because they're kind of acting on their own. And of course they are, the fixed income market is the biggest market, but that is something, you know, we get so involved in, you know, what is OPEC doing and what's going on with the oil markets, and, you know, and everything is about price. And so everybody's trying to manipulate price. Now, I have no problem with spoofing price, but I do have a problem when somebody decides that a price should be this versus that. And I have a problem when, you know, if I go buy something, I want to be able to buy it what I think it's worth, and you want to sell it to me for what you think you can sell it for, and it's somewhere maybe we'll meet and make a deal. But if we don't make a deal, then what difference does it make? Then we'll move on. You know, if I want to chase it up price and buy higher, I can. If you want to sell me, you can try to sell lower. But, you know, I think probably the only free markets left are the flea markets where, you know, they're run by individuals. I mean, you know, again, we don't need to be manipulated. We need to have a system that allows the free market to work. And that's where I think we have issues, is we don't allow that free market system to continue to work. And that is, again, an issue that will eventually have to be dealt with. But that is the other reason that you continue to see these big bubbles followed by these big collapses, is because eventually, you know, you run out of other people's money and you cannot manipulate forever. So I don't know. Well, hopefully it'll work its way out one of these days while I'm still alive. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here for a break. But remember, LibertyTalk.fm gets you to download the show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends with Xander. And we are going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show right here. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back to you. Finally figured it out. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what'd you think of the Kentucky Derby? It was pretty much of a snoozer. You know, of course, they made a lot of money, right? It's always about the money. That's why you just follow the money. And that goes along with everything we do. You know, if you follow the money, you have a much better chance. And, you know, I think that, you know, you look at it and you see what's going on. And, of course, I don't know if you saw the interview with Warren Buffett. And, you know, it's nice to be in a position where you can do whatever you want. In other words, it's nice to be in that position that you have so much money that you can, you know, allow the markets to do whatever you want them to do. And, you know, you get such special deals when you step in that, you know, you can afford to watch things go lower. And I think it's interesting, you know, that, of course, you know, we saw that, you know, Mr. Buffett stepped up and bought some more Apple. And of course, Apple exploded on the news. And you know, again, I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm not saying that he's right. What I am saying is that at the end of the day, we have to be alert and understand that Warren Buffett could buy Goldman Sachs at 140 and watch it go to 25 and not shed a tear, not even sweat. Mr. Buffett can have these things that happen. You know, he bought First Solar at 35 and it went to like 12. Now it's back higher. But again, my point is simple. He's not going to sell them and he's never going to puke them out. Okay. And he's built up such an empire that, you know, he who has all the money can control what happens. And I think that is something that, you know, we sometimes forget to understand, is that, you know, money is power. And because of his money, and I'm not taking that away from him. I don't particularly care for him, but I'm not taking away the fact that he's got, you know, plenty of dough. But he who has the control can do a lot more. And, you know, again, he doesn't have to worry about that. They're so big. They buy companies, they do everything, and they control everything. So they're, you know, in good shape. But the lesson you should learn from a guy like Buffett is that if you invest money that you can afford, if you invest money that you aren't going to, you know, have a major problem with, then you can sit back and, you know, allow the stocks to go down and come back. And I think this is one of the things, you know, you talk about compounding, you talk about building an endowment model. You know that if you're in good companies, now again, you're not buying penny stocks, you know, you're not buying a Pandora, you know, which we took a shot on, you know, but it's not working out at the moment. But, you know, but the simple point is this, that if you're buying companies that are fundamentally solid, they will have their ups and downs, but eventually they will appreciate in value and they will do fine. But if you continue to try to, you know, try to hit the home run, as they say, if you continue to try to fire in on things that don't, you know, that have really no chance, if you're going for the lottery ticket type of trade, well, you're probably not going to be in very good shape. And that's the one thing you can say about Warren Buffett is he's not really playing the lottery ticket. Warren Buffett is really playing the percentage of the market that good companies will stay in business and the markets will go up over time. Because that is really exactly what they do, is markets go up over time because companies get stronger that can survive. And that is one of the secrets to investing, is being able to see markets go up year over year and stocks that continue to grow, because they're going to grow. You know, Caterpillar is going to grow. They're not going out of business. AT&T is going to continue to grow. You know, Verizon is going to continue to grow. Yeah, they'll run through troubles like anybody else. But if you're investing in those kinds of companies, if you're looking for that type of investment that will build over time, it's like buying your house. You know, your house will not go straight up. It will have drawdowns, but you're not going to sell your house. And that, I think, is the attitude that many of us forget, is to allow and give the market time to do what it's going to do, but knowing that you stepped in on something that was solid on a fundamental basis, so that you're allowed in yourself to be in it, to win it when it's time. And if you don't do that, then you're really just giving yourself a much more grief and hard time trying to time out the market, trying to pick the next great stock, you know, that has nothing behind it, and you decide to gamble on it. Yeah, you know, again, Facebook looked like it was going to be okay when it was, you know, in the 20s, and it was probably a reasonable buy there. But, you know, Facebook at 150, it may be a good buy, it may not be a good buy, but there's probably better spots for you to go today than right now than Facebook. But my simple point is that if you allow the market to do what they're supposed to do, and you don't try to trick the market, you don't try to be smarter than the market, and you allow a good solid basis, then you're going to find yourself much happier. Because, again, what do we know for a fact? Money flows into the market every day. Okay? We know that. We know that money is always coming in because people are investing in their 401ks or IRAs or whatever. And if we allow that to be a part of the game, then, and we realize that, then we know, okay, good, that's going to be part of it. So we know that money's coming in every day. We know there's people waiting to sell, like right now, even me, I'm one of the guys that's waiting to sell. Love to short this market if I can find a good spot. Now, it doesn't mean I don't like the market long-term, because I'm holding my long-term holdings. I'm not getting out, but I would like to take a chance on the short side. I think there's a better chance that we see lower prices. However, if I'm just a straight investor, you just keep investing on a regular basis. You continue to build, because the more money that you can get into the market that you're not going to need, okay, the more you're going to grow. And that's where I think many of us make the mistake of trying to, you know, trade the market with a scalpel versus a butcher knife, because again, basically you should invest every time you have extra money, it should go right into the market. I don't care what the price is. I don't care what you're buying, but every time there's an opportunity, you should be buying stock. You should be buying something that pays a dividend, because that dividend will compound, your portfolio will compound. And yet we don't do that. And we have we fall into the same traps over and over again, watching markets, you know, do things, and of course getting too emotional and puking out at the bottom and then forcing ourselves back into the top. Whereas if you're just regularly investing, which is what you should be doing, then you're going to say, okay, good. I'm regularly investing here. I'm going to buy highs. I'm going to buy lows. But in the meantime, I'm not selling. And I'm buying good, solid companies. I'm buying AT&T. I'm buying some, you know, good banks, whatever. Right. And yeah, there might be a meltdown, but I'm not going to have to worry about puking out, because I believe in what the market system does. And I believe in 120 years of history, which is 9% year over year. And that's the problem that we have. Again, that's where we run into trouble. And that's what drives in the emotional parts of the markets, is we do not allow our money to work. We try to work our money. And as they say, money never sleeps, and it should always be working. And if you allow that to happen by buying good, solid companies at the right times, okay, once you get started, and then of course you continue to buy, you're going to be in good shape. Again, that's not any piece of crap. It has to be something that's solid and fundamentally strong. And that is how, and that's the way it is. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Get you a download of the show every single day. And of course, you get the Sporting Edge with Xander on the weekends and new futures class on Thursday. If you want to check it out, go to BubbaTrading.com and check out Bubba's Bottom Line while you're there. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, every day, ready. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.